Let's stand up and let's sing our opening song, 122. Hark the herald angels sing.
The BB Christian School, this year we started the violin class for the older younger kids, and also upper grade kids is this elective. We just started, so it's really beginner, so please pray so we can do the music. And the violin is really hard instrument, so.
Thank you. Happy Sabbath, everyone. How do you like our future church? Do you like them?
Amen.
Amen. All right. We are going to be singing a song. It's a Christmas song. You should know it. Silent Night, 143 in your hymnals. The third time we sing it, we're going to have you all sing with us. The first time, we're going to sing it in Swahili, or I will. Second time, my sister and my wife will sing it in French. Third time, we'll all sing it in English. And then the fourth time, you will sing it in English, and we will sing a different song that goes along with it. It's called Night of Silence, and so they'll work all well together. So hope you enjoy.
Usiku takatifu wengine walala wakeshao ni Yosefu tu na Maria waliomlinda Yesu mwana mzuri Yesu mwana mzuri
Silent Night.
Portuguese, once a year we do this, right? The song is very known. The original song named We Are the Reason. And we're going to sing in Portuguese, and you can follow the lyrics in English on the screen.
Pequena, me guardo do Natal.
It's time for our morning prayer. If we will please kneel down or bow your heads.
You want to hold this for me? Let's kneel down. Kneel
down. God, give us the eyes of Christmas to see the Christmas star, and give us the ears to hear the song of angels from afar. And with our eyes and ears, adjust them for your message from above. Let Christmas angels speak to us and hope and faith and love. Hope to light our pathway when the ways ahead are dark. Hope to sing through stormy days with the sweetness of a lark. Faith to trust in things unseen and know beyond all seeing that it is our Father's love we live and have our blessing from above.
That it is our Father's love to help us pray.
Down barriers of hate. Down barriers.
Down barriers
of hate.
Of hate. Of hate.
Love to see.
Love to see.
And understand.
And understand.
That through the birth of Jesus. That through the birth of Jesus.
That through the birth of Jesus.
God
has given us
all this love
and salvation.
Amen. It's going to be time for our tithes and offering. And if you have the special envelopes, if you want to put your offering, and then your tithes can go in the regular tithe envelope, but you can put them here. And after prayer, we're going to ask the congregation to come up here and put it in the tree so that it can get a special blessing from the Lord.
This is you.
Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Sabbath day. Lord, today as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, open our hearts and let us give with a grateful heart part of the blessings that you have blessed us with. Let us worship and honor you as the wise men did. Bless us, and the offerings. Heavenly Father, thank you for your plan of salvation. Your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. I am Mary, and an angel from God came and visited me. He said, "Don't be afraid. God has been very kind to you. You will become pregnant by a Holy Spirit and give birth to a baby boy, and you will call him Jesus. He will be God's son. And his kingdom will never end." I was very afraid, but I trust God. Let it happen as God said.
I am Joseph. When I was worried when I found out that Mary was expecting a baby before our marriage. I wondered if I should put off the wedding altogether. Then an angel appeared to me in a dream and said, "Don't be afraid to marry to have Mary as your wife." The angel explained that Mary had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son and told me the baby would be named Jesus, which means Savior. Because he would save people, I took Mary as my wife. We traveled about 70 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem to register our names in the census. Here in Bethlehem, baby Jesus was born in a poor, lonely stable in a manger. We wrapped him in swaddly cloth.
Angel.
In the hills and fields outside of Bethlehem, shepherds looked after their sheep through the night. I suddenly appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. The shepherds were very, very afraid, but I said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you and everyone. For today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born for you. You will find the baby lying in the manger."
We were afraid when we saw the angel, but he told us about the Savior being born in Bethlehem in a manger. We heard the angels praising, singing God's songs. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone on earth. When the angels were gone, we said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what has happened." We found Mary and Joseph. The baby Jesus was lying in a manger, just as the angels had said. When we saw the baby Jesus, we told them everything the angels had said, and everyone who heard the story were amazed. When we returned to our sheep and praising God for sending his son to be our Savior.
When Jesus was born, a brand new bright star appeared in the sky. We saw the star and knew what it meant, for we had studied the stars and had read in very old writings that a new star would appear when a great king was born. We set out to find the new king and bring him gifts. We followed the star all the way to Bethlehem. The star stopped and shone directly down upon the place where Jesus was. We bowed down and worshipped him with our gifts. We brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to everyone.
On December bright and 20, boom, boom, boom. On December bright and 20, boom, boom, boom. A child was born that night, so rosy white, to a virgin fair and holy, in a stable meek and lowly. Boom.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Time for our scripture.
It's Luke 2.
Luke 2.
13 and 14.
13 to 14.
Suddenly
there was an angel, a company of the heavenly
host
praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." Amen.
Why are we here? To look at this babe. There's nothing special about him. He's just an ordinary baby in a manger, born to poor parents. The innkeeper didn't think anything special about him. Said he didn't have room, didn't make room. If he'd known who the baby was, maybe he'd made room, but instead he just, "Yeah, you can use the barn." Just an ordinary baby born to a poor, ordinary family. So why are we here? We've heard from the shepherds. They came because an angel appeared to them. At first they were scared to death. They were terrified. And then their hearts swelled with joy as they heard the angel tell them that the Messiah had come and gave them specific directions on how to find him and where to find him, and they immediately went and saw him. Us wise men, we were led by a star, and what a crazy idea that would be. We had to go to our families and say, "You know, we've studied the old scriptures and the old prophecies, and we're going to follow this star. We don't know where, we don't know why, but we're going to find the new king." Many of our friends thought we were crazy. We had many doubts, especially when we got into Jerusalem. We got into Jerusalem and everything was going on like ordinary times. The priests and elders weren't doing anything special. The king didn't know anything about it. We asked around. Everyone looked like we were nuts. So we definitely had our doubts. But then we were told that the babe would be in Bethlehem. And that night, the star reappeared, thankfully, and we followed on till we found the babe. So why are we here? The simple answer is we were led here. But it's much, much more than that. This small babe laying here in a manger, he is our Savior. He is the Messiah.
He is the creator of all the universe. He is the commander of the heavenly armies, and here he lays in a manger. So why are we here? We are here because of a promise. We are here because he is here. And he is here because for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that is why we're here. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day, for the time to worship you together, for the gift of your Son that we make this season. Lord, peace be with us as we go over to potluck. Be with us through the coming week. Help us reflect on your wonderful gift. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.